Let's just pray. Father, I thank you for the lovely attitude of your children tonight. I thank you for their love for you, their devotion to your word, and their expectation from you tonight. Lord, minister powerfully, gently, with great healing into every life tonight, and help us to lift the level of our game to a level that really pleases you with a spirit of excellence. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I just want you to sit back and listen before we read. Listen to three key verses, and I want you to pick up the theme of these verses. The title is Top Level Christianity. All right? The first verse is Proverbs 22:29. Do you see a man, that is a neuter gender, man or woman, who excels in his work? That it means who is diligent, prompt in his work. He will stand before kings, leaders. He will not stand before unknown or obscure men. I mean, the unknown, obscure people need to be won to Christ, but God will place you before leaders who will in turn, when they come to Christ, bring many more under them to Jesus. I love to lead leaders to the Lord. All right? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 14, 12. You can connect this with tomorrow night's ministry. Even so you, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for the edification of the church that you seek to excel. Seek to excel, to do better. And then an old favorite of mine, 1 Corinthians 15:58. It goes like this. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And I was not stuttering there. I'm inciting you to abound, to be above average, to go beyond the mark set, to do more than your share, to really impress the Lord. Not to have arrogance over others, but to impress the Lord. Now, let me challenge you here. Are you motivated to lift the level of your game so that you could become a target for the devil? You could become a target for the devil to have a go at you. Now, let me just tell you that when you have strike potential against the forces of darkness, you become a target. It's inevitable. When you were in the devil's camp, you did not know Christ. You were the devil's property. He never bothered you. Your life was quite comfortable because your end was going to be horrendous in hell, in the lake of fire. But when you changed hands and changed kingdoms by receiving Jesus Christ, you were redeemed out of the hand of the devil. You were redeemed out of a lost eternity into the kingdom of God's Son to have eternal life with Him. You became the devil's enemy. It was a foregone conclusion. Now, as you lift the level of your game, you become dangerous because you're going to rob the kingdom of darkness of people. You're going to deplete the ultimate population of hell, and you're going to increase the ultimate population of heaven. Simply by your example and your witness. That's a foregone conclusion. Now listen, don't be frightened of this. As you lift the level of your game, you're going to have strike potential against the enemy. You are a church of commandos. Do you know that? Do you know what a commando is? A commando is one of a small, highly trained, highly disciplined soldiers who know their job. To burst through the enemy ranks and to make a hole big enough to wreak havoc in the enemy camp that the regular army can come in behind them and take territory away from them. Now that's what you people are. You are commandos. There is no doubt about it. You have strike potential against the forces of darkness. I know big churches today who, when they were little, had great strike potential against the forces of darkness. They were praying. They were tearing down the enemy's strongholds. They were releasing praises into the spirit realm. They were silencing the enemy. The cults were evacuating the area. Strongholds were coming down. And they were rescuing people, bringing them into the kingdom of God. And their local church began to grow. And then they became complacent. And the devil left them alone. Because they no longer had strike potential against the kingdom of darkness. That is such a shame. Now, I want to give you two little tips on how to survive when you become a target. Listen carefully. First of all, clean up the gunpowder trails that you are leaving behind you. I have already mentioned this. I think it was probably about 8 days ago. But it was a prelude to this. Picture yourself walking around with a little barrel of gunpowder under your arm. And there's a hole, a little hole in the bottom. and you're dropping a trail out wherever you go. All the activities that you get involved in, all your sins and your errors and your weaknesses, you're leaving this gunpowder trail. Now, the enemy doesn't have to do a thing. He just waits until you get big and successful in ministry, if God permits it. And he watches you and he just drops. He doesn't even have to be next to you. He just drops a match in the trail over here. And boom! That's happened with so many Christian leaders who got big, powerful, and arrogant, and haughty, and full of themselves, and thought they could do anything and God wouldn't mind because they were God's chosen vessel. God could put down one and pick up another one very easily. We've got to be very humble before God, and we've got to clean up these gunpowder trails, because what the devil normally does, he explodes them when it's going to make the biggest mess and be the greatest embarrassment to Jesus Christ. Don't let that happen. Clean up those gunpowder trails now and plug up that barrel that is leaking. Secondly, fill up the chinks or the holes in your armor where the devil could put in a stick of dynamite and light it whenever he wants to. I'm talking about fixing up the wrong attitudes that cause the habits, the sins, the errors, and the weaknesses. Now, I'm getting to the root now. Picture yourself wearing armor, and there are holes in this armor through having the wrong attitudes that become a death style instead of a lifestyle. Wrong attitudes that lead to wrong relationships and wrong habits. And you know, the devil can come along, put in some sticks of dye. He doesn't have to light them. And you go around merrily serving the Lord. Nobody knows what's going on in your head and your attitudes and your heart. And the devil can come along and just light one, two, three, whenever he wants to. And you're walking around merrily, boom! And you're blown to pieces. Your armor's all over the place. You're vulnerable. You're exposed. Do you remember in John 14, verse 30, Jesus was saying to his men, I have much more to teach you, but I'm not going to say more to you at this time, because the prince of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. The devil did this a number of times. He came to inspect Jesus. He came to walk around and look at him and inspect him to see if there was anything of him in Jesus. Any weakness. He started in the wilderness where Jesus was fasting to tempt him to be able to find a hole in his arm and put in a stick of dynamite. And Jesus' testimony was, he's coming to inspect me, but he can find nothing of himself in me. Folk, we have Christ in us, and with his help, with his wisdom and strength, we can do exactly the same. And I'm urging you, fill up the gaps in your armor where the wrong attitudes cause the errors and the weaknesses. It's vital if you want God to use you. The third tip I want to give you to lift the level of your game is simply find God's plan for your life. God does have a plan for you. I want you to write this verse down, those of you taking notes. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. God says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans for your good, for your well-being, for your prosperity. Not for evil, not for calamity, not for disaster, to give you a bright, shiny future and a hope. And how about this one? Philippians 1:6. Philippians 1:6. The good work that he has begun in you, he will continue and perfect